It's Wednesday, June the 20th, and you're tuned in to the Chinobi Podcast. I'm Vince.
What up to yawn? Oh, I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It is a brand new week, and at the time of this recording, you haven't heard last week's episode because I have yet to put it out.
You bitch.
Yes. But in greater news, or more exciting news, or more fun news, today was a good day. As you all know, we've talked about this before. The crew here started cycling before the podcast.
Yeah.
And today we've hit a new milestone.
Ugh.
We hit 50K for everyone. Yay!
I hated it. I hated every minute of it. I hated every hour of it.
It was so good.
I hated every second of it.
We went at a blood pumping pace.
I hated all of it.
It took us about 2 hours and 40 minutes to do 50 kilometers.
Oh my god, kill me.
It was fun. It was a lot of hills, a lot of downhills, mostly uphills.
It was mostly uphills. Dear god.
And I'm feeling great.
I'm not. I'm feeling less than great.
I feel like my body finally woke up.
I'm feeling like I want to die.
And yeah.
And I want to sleep forever.
And well, you're going to sleep well tonight.
I better.
If not, then you'll have some sort of sleeping disorder or something. I don't know.
Dear God.
But speaking of disorders, we have a question.
whoa. What a segue.
We have a question from Peter.
I'm sorry, who?
Peter.
Who's Peter?
Peter is...
That's not Paul.
I know.
Is sorry. That Paul Chu?
Paul couldn't write a question because I didn't put that episode up, so he had nothing to write about.
How can we have a clever thing about this question? We can't have a question to chew on. It's not him.
We have a... We have a question to, I don't know.
It's nothing. Nothing rhymes with Peter.
Peter the Reader.
Beater. Whoa. That's a different podcast.
Peter, also known as Alias Angel Alias, asks.
Wait, that's him?
Yep.
What the fuck?
Yeah, why?
I feel like I've heard that before.
Probably have.
I feel like I've heard it before. Like, mentioned on this show before.
Probably.
Like, they've asked questions back in the day.
Probably.
Damn.
Probably. Anyways, he asks, what do you think about the World Health Organization classifying...
This bitch.
Classifying the gaming disorder as a mental health condition.
Stole one of my picks! This mother...
How could he? All right, let's get this out of the way. What do you think?
To be honest, like... Probably safe. The thing is, though, for you to be...
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
It's probably a good thing.
Yes.
Right? Because just like there's gambling addiction, alcohol addiction. Like
I'm sure there's definitely...
There's a case to be made. I've seen pictures on 4chan of very fucked up gaming setups.
Yeah. There is definitely a case
Wasn't there that one where the guy like...
It's called poop socking.
Poop socking? That's the classic? That's the classic?
You don't know, look it up.
Yeah. Classic EGM, got poop socket. Yeah. But wasn't there that one where it's like a guy was like just in his room for so long gaming, but then on the side he was also jerking it, and he had like a cum rag, and then he left it out for so long it grew mushrooms on it. I think that was a thing.
Damn.
I think that was a thread I read at one point.
People are committed.
They're committed to the cause.
Which cause? I don't know.
I don't know. It's a cause, yeah. But they're committed.
Yeah, no, I feel like, hey, it is gaming is a not a right. It is a privilege and it's a piece of entertainment. And yes, too much of a good thing is definitely a bad thing. I think it's cool that this is happening. It's being recognized. The only thing I will say is, I feel like if they're going to do this, you got to bring in, like, a TV binging as one, too, right?
Yeah, like Netflix binging, TV binging. Like that's that counts.
That's got to enter the fold as well.
Yeah, like you're addicted to television.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, no one ever talks about it, but the thing is, if you ever talk to anybody in the world, they're always like, oh, I watch TV all night, and no one says a thing.
Yeah, because it's normal.
Yeah.
Just like, it's when they're like, oh, like, well... Alcohol is a drug, but alcohol is more widely accepted of a drug as, like, more so than, like, weed.
Exactly.
Right? And it's just like, oh, so, yeah. Okay, everyone does it, so I guess it's okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, yeah, you're right. I think TV has to be a thing.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like it should be.
Also, people who spend too much time reading fan fiction online, I think that has to be put in. WHO.
That's a little too niche.
Yeah, get on that.
Are you talking about there's an internet addiction?
Yeah. No, I'm saying there's a fan fiction addiction.
Okay, let's... We should probably just stop it there because we could go on forever with these ones.
Toy addiction.
The porn addiction.
As I look, I think porn addiction is a thing.
You're right, it is. Yeah. I suffer from it greatly.
I think, looking at your wall, I think you suffer from a toy addiction.
The
toy.
I think you suffer from a video game addiction. So,
what is it? Me? No.
No?
No way.
No?
No.
No?
It's not that many.
No?
I'm only at like, what?
1,000?
I'm only at like 1,100 now.
Whoa, you're at 1,100?
Yeah. I just broke 100 PS4 games.
Fuck.
It's not that bad. It's not 200.
It's not that bad.
It could be worse. I can quit anytime I want.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I can quit anytime I want.
All right. We'll see.
I just don't feel like it.
Okay.
Oh, man. Yeah, I just think the thing is like, for you to be diagnosed with this, like, you have to be hardcore, like, just ignoring other parts of your life.
Sure.
Like, socially, health-wise, financially, like, just going through it. Just like a gambling addiction would and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's pretty hard to get that status. And but I think it's good that they're recognizing the fact that they can be addicting, right? Like, people drop hundreds of thousands of dollars on mobile games all the time, right?
I mean, of course gaming can be addicting. That's kind of the whole point behind it.
You gotta escape. Yeah. And I sent in my application.
Okay.
I'm gonna get some government funding soon.
Oh, nice.
That's how that works, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you apply and then they're like, oh, he's a lost cause. And then they give you money to buy games.
Wow. Wow. Excellent.
That's how that works, right?
Excellent. Excellent.
I think so. I think that's how that works.
Good, good, good. Good, good, good. All right. So let's go on from there with the show.
Yeah.
What are we talking about now?
We're talking about picks.
Right.
Because we have no review.
No.
So one of mine was WHO.
Oh.
The other one was Creed 2, Electric Boogaloo. Well, it's not actually the subtitle.
No.
But Creed 2 came out with a trailer today.
Mm.
And it shows Michael B. Jordan. It shows the back of Ivan Drago's kid.
Yeah.
And it shows the Valkyrie from Thor.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of... And, oh, the second mom from...
Fresh Prince.
From Fresh Prince. So, yeah, it's... Creed got his ass knocked the fuck out.
Yeah.
And then it's Sylvester Stallone being like, listen, man, you got everything to lose. This guy's got nothing to lose. He's dangerous. Mm-hmm. And then Creed's just like, you don't think I can beat him? And then Rocky says nothing. So it's a whole thing of, all right, I got knocked down. I know I'm not the best. So I have to train even harder to become the best.
Yeah.
Right? And not... It's interesting too, because in like the lore of Rocky, it's like it's not to make the same mistakes my father did.
Mm.
Like, I don't want to die in the ring, like my dad did. So it's interesting. It's interesting that they went to Drago so fast, because like when I think of Rocky villains, the only person that comes to mind is Drago.
Yeah, but I mean,
but wasn't he in like Rocky 3 or 4?
Yes, he was. Yes, but I don't know. I feel like it's right, because I don't think that Creed is going to have that many movies.
Trilogy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I feel like this is the last one or the next one.
Yeah, when did the first one come out? I feel like it came out a long time ago.
I want to say 2-3 years ago.
Okay.
3 years ago? 2015? Maybe?
Hmm.
I think so. I don't know. I'll look it up real quick. Let's see.
I dare you.
Oh, thanks. Dare me?
I dare you with your free internet.
I dare you with your free internet.
Yeah, 2015.
Right? Yeah, okay. I don't know. It felt longer, but I really remember liking that movie. So
it was good, but I can't remember anything about it. So I gotta watch it again. Yeah.
I hope it doesn't hit all the same story beats though, of just like I'm running through the neighborhood and everyone's cheering me on, and
you don't
like,
want that.
Like, there's gonna be a training montage because it's a Rocky movie, but
it's a Creed movie.
But I just hope it doesn't hit the exact same story beats that every Rocky movie did. Unless they do it, because to be fair, like, I think the Creed audience would like the majority of them, like, know of Rocky, but like maybe never watched all of them, or maybe they only watched one of them.
Yeah, I think I think everyone who watches this movie, you can't assume they know who Rocky is, or at least they know of Rocky, but they don't know.
Yeah,
like they haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm. Right?
It's been that long.
But yeah, I'm really excited for that movie.
Me too. This comes out later this year, fall.
Yep.
Yeah. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, and then the Kill la Kill X. Oh, sorry, I already spoiled it. Fuck it. The Arc Systems is making a Kill la Kill fighting game.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Trigger X Arc Systems countdown site went down. Just like I predicted, it was a Kill la Kill fighting game. It was a Kill la Kill fighting game. So they have some pictures on their website.
Yeah.
I think it's like kill-lock-kill the game or something. Okay. I forget. You can look it up. Just put it in the interwebs.
All right, I'll try my best.
And so they have some pictures of in-game stuff. They released a 30-second announcement trailer that's just clips from the anime, so it was a little disappointing. And then Mako rambling in Japanese.
Right.
But from the three pictures, it looks like the DBZ fighter. It seems.
Hold on. When you say the DBZ fighter, which one are you talking about?
I'm talking about Dragon Ball Fighters.
Fighter, really?
Yeah. Okay. Because in the three pictures, they have the just like 2D, I'm facing you in a regular ass fighting game position. But then they also have the kind of behind the back.
Yeah,
like the one where they do the Dragon Rush.
Yeah,
or in Guilty Gear where it's the dust.
Yeah,
and it kind of puts the camera behind the character who did it, so they kind of have that.
Yeah,
so it looks like the DBZ game.
It'll be fun.
I would just wonder what it's gonna play like, because I don't know if it's gonna be. It doesn't look like it's gonna be a tag game. So if it's maybe more geared towards like easy mode Guilty Gear.
So Persona.
Yeah, maybe like Persona, but more. Yeah, I think that'd be pretty cool.
Well, I'd play that.
Yeah,
I'd play that. I'd even buy that.
The Persona fighting games are very good. I know in the fighting game community, at least the people I hang around with, it's seen as like kind of like baby's first steps because of all the auto combos and stuff like that. But we didn't get the update here in North America, and also I don't think consoles got the update. I think only arcades got it.
Yeah, it was a kid edition only.
Have to import an arcade machine.
Yep.
But that game gets deep the more time you put into it and the higher levels you're competing at. So simple games aren't necessarily bad. And that Dragon Ball Z has a lot of auto combos too. So
yes, it does.
I'm excited for a Kill la Kill fighting game because it's Arc Systems. I can't imagine them just going bonkers with special moves and instant kills if they have any.
Yeah.
Stage finishes.
Anything you like want to hope for? Anything you wish for this game?
I hope I can play as a Black Star or Black Uniform School Student Council. I think that'd be fun.
Black Uniform
Student Council. But like they have like a separate move list and stuff. You know, when they get their power up and they become like Gogori becomes like the sadomasochist doll thing. Right? Like even if it's just like a Gold Frieza mode, like I think that'd be cool. I also kind of hope I get to play as some of the more minor characters, like the tennis girl.
That's right.
Right? And stuff like that. But the person I want to play the most, I want to play as the mom. I want to play as Satsuki's mom.
Rago.
Yeah, Rago. And then I want to fight them in space and then yell Fashion Week.
Wow.
Like, hell yeah.
Okay. I'm sure that's in the story mode.
Yeah, nudist beach is probably in there. Yeah. I'm sure those will be like costumes and stuff.
Yeah.
But in terms of characters, I hope I get to play as Ryugo. That'd be fucking rad.
Yeah.
Or maybe even like the butler.
Oh yeah.
Satsuki's butler. Yeah. I think that'd be fun too.
Yeah. I want to be able to play as Satsuki wearing
the black. Wearing Ryuko's
thing? Fuck, I forget his name. Senketsu.
Yeah.
Wearing... Yeah. Okay, or she's wearing him.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
You're mine now.
And I want to play a casual non uniform Ryuko where she has the Bruce Lee outfit on the motorcycle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I want to play JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Mako. Oh, yeah, hell yeah. She was so strong.
Yeah. I also want to play Mako's pug.
What if Mako's family is one character?
Oh, and they're like constantly switching
and out? You're constantly switching out, and like you, like when you do a light attack you send out the dog, and when you do like a heavy attack you send out your brother, your dad falls from the sky.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be fun.
That'd be good.
Yeah, it's just I want a lot of stage transitions. Mm-hmm. I want to play as JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Mako, and I want to play as Vigo.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm into that. Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
I'm excited.
Great.
That's
it for the picks?
Yeah, man.
Let's go into the weeks?
Yeah.
Sure. We got to catch up on 2 weeks because last week was E3.
Yes.
So first thing I'm going to talk about is Alone is Back.
Oh, yeah. That's the show where they just drop people off miles from each other and you're by yourself.
Yeah, and they give you, you have 10 items you can bring, but they also give you 45 pounds of camera equipment because there's no cameraman. You have to film yourself doing everything.
Yeah.
And I still need to look up what the exact instructions are, how much they have to film.
Yeah.
But it seems like they're told you have to film everything. You're disqualified. So it's back. Season 5 is here. And it's called Redemption because they've brought back all the best
losers.
Exactly. The guys who made it to the top and who want a second chance from the first 4 seasons. And a lot of them are, like, one of the seasons was in pairs. And two of these guys, they got knocked out because their partner fucking sucks.
Okay.
So they got
a new partner.
No, so they're on their own now.
Oh, okay.
So it's all solo. And, like, I'm rooting for the one kid. He's a blacksmith. He got knocked out because he thought his brother was up to the challenge, but it was clearly a case of like the older brother is the fitter one and is the better one, and the younger brother's trying his hardest, but he hurt his foot.
He sucks.
Yeah. So like
is that the one who like called it like 5 minutes into the challenge or whatever?
Kinda.
Okay.
Yeah. And his brother's like, "What the fuck?
I was ready."
It's always back. No, and it's they're in Mongolia. And Mongolia seems like the worst of all the places they've been so far. The first time was...
Is Mongolia hot?
No, it's cold.
Is it cold?
Well, they drop them off at the end of fall.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Dang.
So, yeah. It's been one episode, and it's alone. It's back, and I'm excited. It looks like it's ramping up to be a good season. I got my favorites. I got people there I don't want to see anymore, but they're there.
Because, they showed up, I guess.
Because, you know, they... do ratings.
You just hope they lose.
Yeah. Fuck you, Larry.
Wow. Savage.
Yeah. So that's good. I've been putting actual time into God of War.
Finally!
I think I'm past the halfway point.
That's it? Dude, God damn it.
I only started really playing it on Monday.
So what? It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
You should have beat it by now.
I got shit to do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Are you biking?
Kinda.
No, stop.
Had some yoga.
Stop it. Get some help.
Yeah, no, I think I'm at the part where the game, quote unquote, gets good.
The game was good from the beginning, but okay.
Yeah, it was good. Okay,
Did you get an item? Did you get a certain item?
The item?
You got the item?
Yes.
The secondary item?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Some would say the ghost from the past. Yeah.
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 The past always comes back to haunt you, you know?
Yeah, with chains. From Olympus.
Some would say those blades are chaotic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Athena would say that.
Yeah, she would.
Right. No, so it's been a fun game. It does remind me a lot, like, the direction that The Last of Us took, where it's a bit more slowed down pace and you have a kid. But I can't stop making comparisons to The Last of Us, and God of War is a far more beautiful game. The level design is better constructed.
Yeah.
The dialogue's better. I'm way more into the story, but I'm just not as into the character action fighting mechanics as I am the stealth shooting mechanics of Last of Us.
Okay.
That's probably my only gripe, and that's more of a personal concern rather than an actual critique.
Mm-hmm.
But what's there is it's still super accessible for someone like me who wants to just have a lot of fun.
Yeah. You're also almost at the point where you can start making builds. Like, you're getting to the point where you can get enough talismans and enough sockets to where you can spec out Kratos in a certain way.
Yeah. So I've gone in the direction of rage mode all the time.
Oh, okay.
That's the direction I've chosen. And it's been fun. Which is counterintuitive to my playstyle because I almost never hit the rage meters.
Because you gotta save it, man.
Exactly. It's like always saving it.
It's like using an elixir in an RPG. You're like, I could use it now. Or
I could use it, like, but the thing is, with that analogy, even at the final boss, and I have 15 mega elixirs, I won't use them.
Yeah, because you need them for the bonus content. Yes. You need them for the super boss.
Yeah. So I don't know why I'm specking out rage mode if I'm never using it. But no, it's really good. There's parts of the way the story is told are like, just, you know how, okay, so the game is basically a giant fetch quest. It's like, go here, get that.
Yeah, go here, get that, get the thing, because we need to unlock a thing.
Yeah, and it's fun, because it leads you in a huge adventure. I just feel like, I wish...
Interesting thing happens along the way.
Yeah, and like, of course, interesting things happen. It's all down to luck and circumstance, but yeah. If you like that kind of narrative where you're guided by a fetch quest, then you'll love it. For me, it's the whole like, oh god, we gotta get to this, but we need this to get to there, but to get to that, we need this other thing.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of stuff kind of grates at me sometimes. But I will say, the locales that they take you through and how they lead you to new places, and even how they make backtracking more interesting by showing you different routes and stuff. Mm-hmm. I've been having a great time. I don't really have any negative things to say. It is certainly one of the best games of this year.
Yeah.
It's probably the most well put together game.
I think on this generation of platforms, like,
yeah, it's fantastic. Like, yeah. It's really well done. It's
crazy good.
But the more and more these games get like really expansive and detailed, the more and more I want to explore. And it's been a while, but God of War has reminded me that invisible walls still do exist in video games.
Yeah.
And I've never felt them harder.
You see that mountain?
Yeah.
You can't get there. You can't go there.
Yeah. And it's like, and there's other things about Kratos or Kratos that I wish they would explain. Like, he's so fucking strong.
He's a god.
But why can't he jump?
Oh, he jumps.
And, like, no, but scenes. Like, but like, how come you'll see a ledge and you're like, you know, he's got the leg strength to make that jump.
But he can't.
But obviously he can't. And it's like, what's going on? Why is he climbing walls? Why doesn't he just leap them?
Look, there's like a shiny thing behind this burned out cabin. Yes. I cannot get past this door.
I know. And it's like, what? Yeah. You're the God of War.
It's still a game.
Yeah. I'm super interested in like the actual narrative that's going on. Like, what is the backstory? Why is he here? Who was this lady? I love the Norse mythology. It's well done.
Yeah.
But yeah. Making the kid invulnerable is fantastic.
Oh,
just, and he's so useful.
Yeah,
he's so useful.
It's so smart. He gets even more useful. Holy crap!
Yeah, once you
upgrade his bows and stuff.
I bet. Yeah, damn. Yeah. His he got some good stuff. No, it's good. I love how they, the complexity of the puzzles or just like the riddles in this game are, I think, really well balanced. Like, they're never too tough.
Well, the thing is that they teach, they do the Mario thing. The thing that the original Mario Bros. is applauded for is they give you a scenario and they teach you the one thing and you apply the scenario.
Yeah.
And the next scenario is, okay, you know the one thing, here's an addition. Yeah. And then, okay, here's a different way to do it. Like, use your brain.
But I just don't feel like someone is out there placing puzzles in the world and be like, ah, you're never gonna get this.
It's not the Riddler. It's not Jonathan Blow being like, ha ha.
Yeah, it's about, you know, that's a good analogy, the Riddler. I feel like it's the same level as the Batman games. The Riddler's riddles. Like, I like that level of complexity.
Okay.
I'm able to go through it. There seems to be a lot of exploring that can be done. I'm probably gonna save that till I get to the back half of the game.
Yeah.
Cause there's some things I walk into, I'm like, oh, they just one shot me. I shouldn't be here right now.
Get good, scrub.
I'll get back to it. I'll get back to it. I'll hit that easy mode. Don't worry.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Wow. But yeah, God of War is pretty cool. I recommend it. Not that everyone else hasn't.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
No, well, we're the final say.
Huh?
We're the final say strictly because we're always last. But but we're the final say.
I like that technicality. Yeah. That's a great technicality.
No, we literally are the final say.
Yeah, no, we're literally the final say.
Okay. Last thing I did, I didn't do this past weekend, but the previous weekend, I was in Montreal. And I went to go see the Canadian Grand Prix.
How's your hearing?
it's amazing. So those cars are loud.
Yeah.
They're really loud, and when you get up close, they're even louder.
Thanks.
They shake the ground. They shake the fences.
That's pretty cool.
But for as loud as they were, I was a little disappointed that I didn't get to see these cars when they had the previous engines.
Okay.
Like the ones that they're known for when you search Formula One and you hear like the really high pitched wails.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I bet that would have been awesome.
I bet that would have been deafening.
It would. Apparently you actually needed earplugs. I didn't need earplugs for this. No. Oh, okay. Like they're loud, but they're at the limit. Like, you know.
And I assume it's not like any extended period of time to where it would cause any damage.
Yeah, exactly. So like
unless you're like driving following them around or something.
Yeah, so I mean but otherwise you're pretty well done. Seeing Formula One in the flesh is really cool.
Yeah.
It's impossible to follow the race. You have literally no idea what's going on.
So it's like drink beer, drink beer, drink beer. Oh look, the cars are coming.
Yeah.
Okay, they're gone.
And because because it's a racetrack, you pick a corner.
Yeah.
And you stay at that corner. And so you just wait for the cars to come around again. You see them come through the corner, you're like, well, I think he's in first still.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. There is an announcer.
Yeah.
But the cars are so loud that you just can't hear the announcer.
What's the point of going to a race?
There's a giant monitor, like a big TVs.
Okay.
That have the TV feed. You can't see them. You need binoculars to see the TV. But it's worth it just to see the cars in action. Something that I just never realized was the cars always look planted and fast and bolted through corners. But the truth is, in real life, they're always sliding.
Hmm.
Like they're always shaking out of corners. They're never as planted as you think.
They are drifting.
They're always on the edge, and you're like, damn, it looks really cool. Seeing the actual drivers and their helmets is cool too. The cars are gigantic. They're way bigger than you think they are.
Okay.
They are bigger than the cars that normal people will drive.
All right.
Like, they are large.
Like as large as like, I don't know, what's that thing one of your family members owns, the Flex?
The Flex?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're about as long as that.
Damn.
They're wider than that.
Jesus.
They are huge. I was like, holy cow, they're gigantic.
And tires, I assume.
They're wide, like 2 feet in width.
Jesus.
And you're like, the rear ones are, and you're like, Jesus, they're huge. What else? Watching Sebastian Vettel do his thing, I was like, damn, this guy's good.
He's okay.
I sat with my Mercedes gear on in the middle of a Ferrari
crowd. I heard about this. Hell yeah. That's funny.
Then when I mean a Ferrari crowd, I mean like they were all wearing the Ferrari jumpsuits. They had red hair, red mohawks.
Red hair?
So, yeah. So half of them had the caps. The other half had red mohawks.
Damn, the dedication.
They had signs and I was right in the middle. And it was, spoilers, Sebastian Vettel of Ferrari, the Ferrari hero.
Yeah.
Just dominated.
Yeah, he's crushing.
And I was the only guy wearing the Mercedes shirt in this crowd. There's some Red Bull dudes, but I was like...
And so they're all like, ha ha.
Yeah, and I was like, fuck. 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 Weird thing, when you go to Formula One race, you can bring alcohol.
Oh, okay. That sounds rad.
You can bring whatever you want.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. There's just so many people, they decided they're not going to regulate. They're just going to like check your bags. The only thing you can't do is bring glass.
Okay.
But if you bring cans, you're good to go. So I brought Powerade.
Wow. Living life on the edge.
I know. As you would expect, when you're at the track, everything is super expensive.
Oh, I bet. I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, the shirt I bought was $100.
You bought a $100 shirt?
Yeah.
Holy jeez.
I know.
Oh my god.
I know. But everyone who goes there seems to have money out their ass, so...
Yeah, it's a Formula One race.
I have never seen so many Rolexes in one spot.
It's a Formula One race.
And I don't even mean like the rich guys. I mean like the guys I was sitting with. I was like, oh, some people have like Gucci loafers and they're just wading them through because it's like, it's not grass. Like behind the track area is just like mud and shit.
Danielle Bregoli's song is coming true.
And I'm just like,
Gucci flip-flops.
I was like, what is happening? All these people with so much money. But I guess, hey, most glamorous sport in the world, I shouldn't be surprised.
No, you shouldn't.
Yeah. I will say, you know, my seats, they were a gift, but they did cost $380 per seat.
Holy fuck!
And I will say, probably not worth it. Oh. Like, as much as I love seeing the cars,
Like any
actual sport you want to watch, the best seat is the one on your couch. Because it's made for TV, right?
Yeah.
Like, I realized how much I enjoy watching Formula One with the commentators that I like.
Well, the thing is, I used to go to... So in Canada, we have the CFL.
Yeah.
And I used to go to CFL games all the time.
Yeah.
Right? And I think my favorite way to watch football was CFL. Or it was, sorry, in person.
But
it's a different sport, right? Yeah, because I can follow along exactly what's happening. Yeah. And if I know football enough, I know exactly why flags are being thrown.
Yeah.
I know exactly why they're substituting people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But especially with racing, I know one of my cousins, he goes to NASCAR races.
Yeah.
Or he's been to a couple. And it's just like, you just see them go vroom, and then... Occasionally watch them go around.
Yeah.
Like, are there cheaper seats you can get than that? Or is that like...
So the cheapest seats... So here's the thing. My seats... My ticket was for my seats and the entrance.
Yeah.
You could just buy the entrance fee, which is $90.
Okay.
And set up lawn chairs around the track.
Huh.
And for the first little bit, like, I didn't even sit in my seat. I went right up to as closest to the track as I could get. Like, I was on the fence.
Like a kid in a candy store?
Exactly. Like, okay. I was maybe 10 feet away from the cars. As they were zooming by me.
Yeah, that's the best thing.
I think on my Instagram or my Twitter, like, I got a couple slow-mo shots. Yeah. That's how I got those.
Yeah.
And it was fucking insane.
But you could just set up lawn chairs there.
Yeah. Like, you won't see any... Like, you'll see the cars zoom by you. But I guess, yeah.
I don't think you're seeing anything anyways.
Well, my seats are actually really good because I got to see, the most significant turn. Like, all of it. Like, the entrance, through the middle, someone overtaking them. Like, it was a great seat. It was just... It's only one part of the track.
Yeah.
Right?
You can just pull out your phone and start streaming the race. Like.
No. But, no. What else? I guess... I've always heard that Ferrari is Formula One and, like, they mean something to the sport.
Makes sense.
Right? And I've always been like, yeah, okay, sure, whatever. But it wasn't until I actually saw the red Ferrari and I saw Vettel inside of, like, oh,
I get it.
I fucking understand now.
Okay.
You know when you see your first Ferrari as a kid and you're like, that's a special car?
Yeah, I want that poster.
Yeah.
It's the whole Top Gear thing, right? Yeah. Like, it's a nice car, but it's not, is it poster quality?
Yeah. Like, when you see the real Formula One, like, Ferrari with the superstar driver inside it, you're like, oh, that's the actual legend. Like, that's the reason the whole brand is what it is.
Yeah.
And you're like, and you're seeing it there and it's doing its shit and you're like... I understand.
I get it.
I understand the red car now.
But then you're like, I could beat him.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Fuck Vettel. He's not that good.
He's only like the, you know, one of the most successful drivers alive.
No Schumacher, you know.
I guess so. But yeah, no. Formula One's really cool. I definitely recommend it to anyone who follows the sport. Just seeing it once, and going from there. I think if I were to do it again, I would have to go all the way. Like, I'd have to buy the $5,000 tickets.
Like, VIP package. You got it. Like, meet a driver.
You got it. Like, I wouldn't... I don't know. Like, I would have to be, like, in the suite above the pit lane where they're having dinner and watching. And even though the cars are outside, they're just watching it on the TV.
It's better to watch it on the TV.
Exactly.
And then you schmooze with rich people.
Or I would do the ticket thing where you sit in the garage of one of the teams, but you just watch it on TV with the team.
That sounds cool.
I don't know how much money I gotta make to do that, but I think if I would... So
you got to make a lot of money.
Yeah. Okay. So
everyone had Rolexes.
Yeah. So in Canada and Montreal in the Grand Prix, the track is on an island.
Yeah.
There's only one way off the island.
Ferry.
No, it's underground. It's a subway.
Okay.
So getting out of the track was hectic as fuck.
Oh, that sucks.
It took like 45 minutes just to walk from my chair to the station.
Jesus.
But as you're walking, you can see the really rich people because they're being helicoptered out of
there. Oh my god.
And you just feel like, I feel so worthless.
Yeah, you're like, listen, I can't be on the subway with these plebs.
Yeah.
You fucking get, I got places to be and people to see.
Yeah, so at the end, you just see like a helicopter every now and then just lifting people out and you're like, what the fuck?
Man. The way to live. It's the only way.
Yeah, it's a good experience though. It was good. Good. I also went to a Jays game.
How's that?
All right.
Baseball?
It was baseball. I mean, it was a good game, but it was one of those games where I was like, well, you know, it was a good game. And I got good seats.
The thing is like, I've always been interested in seeing a baseball game, but I hate watching baseball. Mm. And also, I'm very pale. Yeah. I don't want to stay on the sun all the time.
So I had some amazing seats. They were the closest you could get while still being in the shade.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
Yeah. The thing too, baseball games, alcohol is expensive, obviously. Formula One, their official sponsor of alcohol is Heineken. The only beer you can buy is a Heineken. That's why they let you have whatever alcohol
whatever you want.
Yeah.
What if you bring in your own Heineken?
What the fuck are you doing?
It's cheaper at the LCBO.
What are you doing? But I mean, yeah. So it was good.
Wait, what's the LCBO equivalent in Quebec?
SAC.
I'm sorry, what?
SAC.
One more time?
SAQ. Suck.
Suck. They need to start speaking English over there.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I stayed in the gay village. Whew.
So you were having a good time?
Oh, yeah. Totally, man.
How many numbers? How many numbers?
All of the numbers.
Damn.
Yeah, all of them. Yeah.
They're all in your phone? All just waiting?
Yeah.
You download a grinder? You ready? You ready to grind?
No, I'm not going to grind. Yeah. But Montreal's a great city. I mean, still my favorite city in North America.
You didn't install Grindr? What are you, gay?
Wow.
That's fun.
Yeah, I know.
That sounds like a good time.
Yeah, I recommend going to Montreal if you've never been. Not even for the race. Just go to Montreal.
Hang out?
Yeah, it's a great city.
Drink some absinthe?
Yeah. It's a great time.
Okay.
Montreal's the best. I think that's everything I had to talk about. Yeah.
I'll start it off by continuing on what you were saying about God of War.
G-Wars?
So I played God of War.
Yes, you did.
Except I finished God of War, and I almost platinum God of War.
Whoa!
So not last weekend, but the weekend before, I had borrowed God of War, and I started it on Saturday, and I finished it on Sunday.
You just played it straight? Holy shit.
Yeah, so I put in like 14-15 hours on Saturday.
Jesus.
And then I finished the rest of it the day after.
Wow.
It's a good game.
Must be nice.
It's a good video game. I had nothing to do that weekend. It's a good video game. I think that was the weekend you were out in
Montreal.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. It's a good video game.
There you go.
I beat all the sub bosses. Yeah. I did all the challenges. I beat all the
Uber really like bosses.
It's a good fucking game. The only trophies I have left are like collect all the things.
Is that where you have to like hit all those like ghost ravens?
Yeah, hit all the ghost ravens, find all the artifacts.
Good fucking luck.
Yeah, find all the story nodes or whatever.
Oh god, those are such a pain.
The map has a legend that tells you how much or what's left in each area, so it's a little bit helpful, but it's just the fact of doing it.
You know what I'll say? I don't like that any of the menus in that game. I don't even know how half of them work.
Like the map.
You know,
I think the equipment screen can be significantly improved.
Yes. And I don't like how if you have something socketed and you sell that item, it's still socketed in that item you sold.
Oh, you sell the sockets?
Yeah.
Damn, that's some like Diablo 2 shit.
I was like, what? Yeah. Good thing they were just like the easy ones of it.
Okay.
I was a little upset at that.
Wait, you're selling armor?
Yeah.
Just keep all the armor, dog.
Why? What do I need it for?
So you have the full collection.
What?
You're collecting it.
What?
Yeah. Gross. Yeah, so I have like all the endgame shit. I think Kratos is like level 8.5.
I love how you're like, I'm at the endgame, he's level 8.
No, that's said, like, I think the thing only goes up to 10. Like, I didn't see a character stronger than level 9. And that was the endgame Uber boss, so.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool post-game stuff in there. But I will kind of mirror your sentiments of I couldn't stop comparing this game to The Last of Us.
Yeah.
And to be honest, during the beginning of this game, I was actually significantly like I was very bored with the story. Just cuz it felt so cookie cutter.
Yeah.
It's like everyone's a parent, everyone has a kid, and they're all like, "Oh, it's hard being a single parent. What am I going to do? And I got to fight all these gods. Oh my god." But there is a turn that the child character takes
I think I'm at that turn. Like, I'm coming towards that turn.
Yeah, I think you're coming towards that turn. Yeah. And after that, it becomes very interesting.
Okay.
Just the dynamics of the father-son dynamic changes.
Yeah.
It changes significantly.
I can totally see that. I mean, you know what? You're right. Like, the whole, like, Kratos and his boy is kind of boring.
Boy.
I'm way more interested in what's happening around it, and I would love to know more about the past.
Yeah, yeah. The wife.
Yeah.
How to get here, that kind of stuff.
Who to axe for, you know?
You should have known. I think the axe was already told to you. The axe for the wife.
Did they build it for her?
Yeah, the dwarves built the axe for her.
Yeah.
And then she died.
She gave it to him.
Yeah, she gave it to him. And then you'll learn more about it later on.
Okay. I just want to learn more about it.
Yeah. but yeah, I really like that game. The ruins give you very fun ways to build Kratos, and the armor sets play into that stuff. Well, until you get the end game armor, and then it's just like, just pick this one because it's the best. Like, it fucking wrecks. So you're going rage mode. My build was to build up the frost and flame stacks as fast as possible.
Oh, so you're always slow and
freezing. So I'm always slow and freezing, and I'm always setting them on fire, and that's the way I've been playing.
Fire for the chains?
Yeah, for the chains. Okay. Right. So they're always on fire, and they're always frozen.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So you get a lot of cool stuff. And yeah, a lot of it is just mirroring what you said. Like, it's just the open world is fantastic. Exploring everything can be daunting, but also the world kind of invites you to take your boat and just land it on a random island and be like, what's over here?
Yeah,
what's happening? And they reward you accordingly.
Like, I will say, it's not so open that it seems impossible.
No, it's not Skyrim.
Yeah,
like, it's not an Elder Scrolls game or something. Yeah. But there's enough stuff there to where you're like, I could probably kill a good, like,
6 hours.
Yeah, 10 hours. Yeah. Just exploring stuff, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, the level design is fantastic because, like you said, the puzzles are just hard enough to where you're like, okay, how do I do this, right? And with the very simple mechanics that they have, so. But I can't wait till you finish the game because I would like to talk about the character turn and then also just, like, where they go from here. Because there's a couple Easter eggs in that game where you know those storyboards that you open, like the weird knot closets?
Yeah.
There's one in there that has a very interesting Easter egg if you pay attention to it.
Okay. And
so I would like to talk to you about where you think that would go and stuff like that.
Sure.
That's a good game. So keeping on the game train, I'm still playing Hearthstone.
What?
Yeah, dude. I bought packs.
Oh no!
I bought packs.
You're in.
They had a deal. They had a deal. It was 10 packs for $10. And it was 2 packs of each of the ones that can be used in standard.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought it 4 times.
What?
I spent $40 on Hearthstone.
Oh.
It got me a lot of good cards.
Mm.
It got me a lot of dust.
Mm.
And so I can make the cards I'm missing. But I think the real catalyst was they have this new thing. I don't know how recent it was added, but it's called Share a Deck.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, if you're having a friendly match with a friend, you can use their decks that they've created. Even if you don't have the cards, right? So you can see what life is like on the other side when you have, like, good constructed decks. And there are some busted ass decks. I was playing with my friend and I got him to make like 2 or 3.
Yeah.
One of them, I believe it's called Odd Warlock. And so you play Warlock, and Warlock has a move. It's his hero power where it's 2 mana. When you hit it, you lose 2 life and you draw a card.
Yeah.
But if you have this one card, I think it's Baku the Moon Eater. It upgrades your hero power and it only costs 1 mana. Then you lose 2 life and draw a card, right? So just turn 1, you're just drawing. And the goal is to, in your opening hand or in any of the cards you draw, you get a card called a Mountain Giant.
Mm.
It is an 8/8, 10 mana card, but it's 1 mana less for each card in your hand.
What?
So you do nothing for 4 turns. and then drop an 8-8 on turn 4. Wow. And then it's just like, what the fuck? Like, I have to deal with that, right? Whoa. It's really cool. There's other ones. Like, there's one called Q-Block, where you get a... This one's also Warlock, mm-hmm. where you have this card. It's called Carnivorous Cube. And it's... When it hits the battlefield, you choose a friendly minion, and it destroys that minion.
Okay.
But when the cube dies, it summons two of the minions you destroyed. Mm. Right? So you get double. But there's another card called Void Lord. I think he's like 9 mana. He's a 3/9 with taunt. So you can't get around him. You have to hit this thing first before you can hit the person in the face.
Right.
But when he dies, he summons 3/3s with taunt. Mm. And basically what it is that you attrition your opponent out. And so you use the cube on the Void Lord. Because the Void Lord dies, you get 3 taunts, and then you kill the cube with some card, and then you get 2 more Void Lords.
Yeah.
Right. I think the downside to that is there's a priest deck that uses a card called Psychic Scream, which takes all minions on the battlefield and puts them into your opponent's deck.
Yeah.
So if your board is just filled with junk, yeah. like junk taunts, and they all get shoved into your deck, your draws are going to be trash.
Yeah.
Right. So you kind of got to play around it. There's Control Priest, where you're just doing spells to... You're using spells to, like, just destroy their stuff and just let them have no tempo,
yeah.
basically, and not even let them get set up. There's OTK Rogues, where you drop a card called Malagos by cheating him out, and he gives you +5 spell damage, and then you just throw face spells at him forever. There's a lot of good stuff in that game, and it's evolved so much from when I first played it when it came out.
It's evolved so much now that you're buying packs.
Yeah, I'm buying packs. Hot damn. I bought a Lich. I dusted a bunch of cards, and I got a Lich King. Oh, wow. 8/8. Dude, he's an 8/8 for 8. And at the end of the turn, you get a special card that only the Lich King can generate. It's good. It's a good game. I recommend it. You should play.
Tell me when they add the Overwatch expansion.
The Overwatch, they got Overwatch card backs.
I want Overwatch characters.
Characters? I don't know if you like that. But they have Overwatch card backs. I have one. I don't use it.
Who do you have?
No, it's just the Overwatch logo.
Oh, that's put
on
lame.
A card back.
That's lame.
And it's all in the colors, and it looks all metallic and stuff.
Lame.
I think one of the other things that keeps me coming back is the fact that seasons are so short.
Oh, yeah. They're like 2 months?
Yeah, they're like a month, I want to say. And like a month, 2 months. And then at the end of it, you get a card back if you reached a certain rank. And you get different rewards based on how well you did.
Wow.
So, like, if you want a card back every month, you got to keep playing, right?
Are they exclusive to...
They're exclusive to that season. Wow. So I have one from the very beginning, right? I have a card back from the very beginning. And every time I play with someone, they're like, fuck, that's the nicest one. But I wasn't playing it back then. Right?
Wow.
So it's really cool. I like that game a lot. I'm mainly playing it more because I can play it on my phone now.
Okay.
Right? Before I had the Samsung S4, and it either ate my battery or it just couldn't handle it.
Yeah, so I played it back when you could only play it on the PC.
Yeah.
Or the iPad. But the problem with the iPad one is it didn't support multitasking. So if you hit the home button, you quit the game.
Oh.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. And so you couldn't do what is it? Asymmetric play?
Yeah.
Yeah. You couldn't do that.
Huh. Weird. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm playing on my phone a lot.
Yeah.
Good stuff. I like it.
Maybe I'll play when I get the X.
Do it. Do it. So I've been playing, on the anime front. And by anime, I mean manga.
No.
Get wrecked.
RDKT.
I started reading Gintama.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That old boy?
Yeah, it's still going, man. It's like 600 chapters strong. At some point, I was like, you know what I should do? I should read Gintama.
Why?
Because I want to know what all the hype's about. And like every time I see like highlight videos where it's just like, this is a funny scene from Gintama. I'm like, that's a funny scene from Gintama. Like, I want to know more. Right? And they just, I don't know, that show has it seems to have like a good balance of like good individual story, but still have funny references.
Oh, okay.
Now and then, because that's the whole thing. It's like very self-aware, right? There's a joke in the first chapter where Gintama says like, "Go on ahead, I'll fight these bad guys."
Yeah.
And then a page of dialogue happens, and then in the next page, Gintama's back, and the character, the side character, says to Gintama, he's like, "Yo, what the heck happened? I thought you were gonna take care of them. You were only gone for one page." Right. So they're very meta, they're very fourth wall, and they're very aware of current anime trends.
Yeah.
And they take that in consideration when making their jokes.
Yeah.
I think that series will be a good time capsule.
You think so?
Of like what was popular in anime culture, maybe not in North America, but in Japan at the time those chapters were released. I think they'll be pretty funny.
Interesting. Interesting observation. Yeah.
But Gintama's been very good. But the main one I've been reading is Wotakoi.
I've heard this.
Love is hard for an otaku.
No.
Yeah. So I've been reading it specifically because I wanted to watch it, and then it was like, you need Amazon Prime to stream. Yeah, and I was like, I don't want Amazon Prime streaming. So I bought the books.
Oh, you bought the books?
Yeah, I bought the books.
That's some commitment.
Well, the thing is I don't know. It's not. I buy a lot of stuff. Like, I don't buy Gintama because you can't really get it anymore.
Oh, okay.
But the... Yeah, so I got the books from... what's that thing? Chapters? Indigo? That's what they...
Yeah.
The books are really nice. They're 2-in-1 volumes. So right now, there's 2 volumes out of North America, but technically it's 4.
Okay.
But it's really... It's a really fun rom-com.
Rom-com?
There's 4 main characters. They all work in the same office.
Mm-hmm.
And you start off with the main girl. She's been trying to hide her otaku side, because every boyfriend she's ever had has broken up with her because they learned that she's an otaku and she's way into BL.
Ooh.
And she draws the BL and goes to Comic Hit and sells her
BL. She draws all the BL.
Yeah,
huh?
And she sells her BL.
Oh.
But one day, they're walking through the office, and she recognizes someone she knows, and like, oh my god, hey, how's it going? And this guy knows her secret otaku past or current lifestyle, she tries to just get out of the conversation as best as possible. She's like, oh, we should get drinks sometime. Okay, yeah. Bye. Ha ha ha. And as they're leaving, he's like, hey, are you going to be at Comic-Con this year?
Uh-huh.
And she's like, no.
Uh-huh.
But then that starts the whole series of events of. I usually date guys that are jerks. I've never dated an otaku because they're weird, even though it's a little hypocritical on her part.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, you know what? Let's try it. I'm going to date the guy she saw in the office, like the otaku. So he's a gaming nerd while she's an anime and manga nerd. But then there's 2 other coworkers in the office who are also in a relationship. And she's a famous cross player. Right. And then her boyfriend is just like he's the sporty one, and so he's still way into shonen even though he's an adult. So he's buying Jump. He's like otaku light.
Okay.
Right. And it's the whole thing of how it's different being in a relationship with an otaku like yourself, but also the challenges that come along with that and how each relationship is different. But then they also add in other characters, like the boyfriend of the first girl. He has a brother, and he's just a normie, like does not play games, is actually terrible at them, doesn't know what anime is, doesn't understand any of the references.
Yeah.
But he starts like befriending another person who or another girl, but he thinks is a boy because she dresses very boyish. Who plays a lot of games. And so she's like, oh, it reminds me of your brother. Like, maybe I can get better with this new friend and whatever. And so it's like, okay, how does the relationship between an otaku and someone who doesn't live that lifestyle at all work? Right. So it's really fun because they take the different sides of nerd culture and then pit them against each other or help them work together.
Cool.
Right. And it's a really good, it's really fun premise. Also, their references are on point. Like this author knows what they are talking about because they're hitting the deep cuts. They're referencing anime from the 80s.
The anime they grew up with.
Huh? I guess so, yeah. But the thing is, it's like I feel like in more referential stuff that I've been reading recently, at least in modern stuff, they try and reference stuff like how Gintama does it, where it's popular now, right? So they'll reference JoJo, they'll reference Kill la Kill, they'll reference Gurren Lagann, right? The stuff that's relatively current, right? But say this person grew up with like the old stuff, that still seems fresh in a certain way because it also fits in with the characters of them being hardcore into the franchise because they know stuff. Like,
I see.
At one point, everyone was like, they were like, who's your 2D waifu, right? And everyone had a different answer. But one person picked Nakaruru from Samurai Showdown, the girl with the bird. Yeah. Like, who picks Nakaruru? What the hell? Like... Right. And then that reference becomes like a plot point. I think they're really smart with like what they reference, how they reference it, and how they can tie it into a story to either develop a characters or expand a plot point. Right? It's a great series. I wish there was more out like officially here, but I don't think there's that much manga out anyways. I think it got picked up real quick as an anime. So I think the one main difference between the anime and the manga is that the gamer otaku, he smokes in the manga, but I don't think he smokes in the anime.
Does it change anything?
It changes. I don't know. He looks less cool. I don't know. There's something about smoking where I'm always like, that looks fucking rad. like
what is this, the 90s? Yeah,
like characters who smoke are like cooler than characters of the same ilk that don't smoke.
Wow.
That's why Smoker from One Piece is cool, because he is smoke. Also, he chomps on two cigars.
I don't think that... I know that was like a big thing back in the 90s, but I don't think that's a sentiment that holds true anymore.
I don't think it's a sentiment that holds true to younger people now.
No, I think at all.
At all? I don't know. They look cool still.
I think that's just you. I think general mainstream will feel like, that person's smoking. That's not... That doesn't make them look any cooler than
a dude, but what about that guy we saw cooking chicken in Tokyo?
But he's an old man.
Yeah, but he was smoking.
Yeah, but if... I see, like, the thing is, if he was, like... If it was, like, some young lady chain smoking, I wouldn't be like, oh, whatever.
Oh, no, I think I'm going to be strictly sexist on this. I think only men look like cooler smoking. Unless you're like a delinquent girl, like you're like smoking outside of a Family Mart while like wearing a long jacket.
Yeah,
like you're just you're a boncho girl, whatever the equivalent of that is.
No botch on.
Is it, that's a grandma?
Yeah, that's
no.
Not cool.
No, not cool.
Not cool to chain smoking.
No. If you're a young lady in a long jacket and a gang jacket, but maybe with dyed blonde hair. And you're smoking outside of a Family Mart, I think that's, like, hella cool.
So you think delinquents are cool?
Yeah, I think delinquents are really cool. Okay. Speaking of delinquents, I've been reading. I only read a little bit of it. But the story starts off with... So Uniqlo, in real life,
yes,
has a thing currently going on with their graphic tees where they have a Shonen Jump line of shirts.
Cool.
And they had a shirt from a show called... Or a manga called Rookies.
Rookies.
It's about baseball. I've never heard of it before.
All right.
But I like the art on the shirt, so I looked it up.
Yeah.
And it never got an anime. I don't think it ever got released here.
Yeah.
At least in any official capacity. But it is about baseball. It's about a high school baseball team. But the thing is, it's full of delinquents. And they're getting bench clearing brawls. And they bring in a new teacher. And the teacher is... You ever watch Great Teacher Onizuka?
No.
No? Damn, it's not a reference you get then.
Nope.
So basically he's a newbie, he's green. And so the whole thing is that okay, we're gonna put him in the tough class because nobody wants it, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is that he's kind of tough, right? And so it's like I can relate to you delinquents in a certain way because I too was one of these people.
You're right.
And I can get you on the right track through baseball. And it's sports. It's just strictly sports. And it's people taking in their different personalities into the baseball team. There's one guy. I forget his name. Fuck. But he's basically... Everyone thinks he's a god. It's like everything he tries is really good.
Yeah.
But one day he's watching everyone practice. And he realizes like, no, he's just good enough.
Yeah.
Right? Because... He kind of has these natural gifts.
Yeah.
But everyone else around him is working their fucking ass off.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh shit, if I don't specialize, all my teammates are going to blow past me.
Yeah.
Because I am a jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah.
Right? And And they have a lot of moments like that. I think I heard almost every single player on the team gets like a couple chapters to themselves. Yeah. So you learn their backstory and why they chose the position and stuff like that. But it's a really good, like, classic 90s sports manga. Mm. Like, when I think of 90s anime, again, I think delinquents, I think smoking, I think fighting. And it's got all of it.
Really?
It's got all the good stuff.
I think Pokemon. I think Digimon. I think Beyblade.
God, see, so, I don't know. When I think of that stuff, that was before I knew what anime was. So, in my head, they're still cartoons.
Okay.
Right? They're not in the pantheon of anime.
Like, I totally understand. This is also the time of Evangelion, Akira,
yeah.
Ghost in the Shell, and Bebop.
Yeah, Spike, a lot cooler when he smokes.
I'm not gonna take it or leave it. It doesn't change anything for me.
I think on average, dudes look cooler when they smoke.
Yes.
And then if you're a female and you look like a delinquent and you smoke, then you look cooler.
Keys to Anthony's heart, guys.
Yeah. So I recommend Beelzebub. Mm-hmm. It's a show about delinquents and demons. Mm-hmm. A lot of girls smoke and they're very cute.
Wow.
Good stuff.
All right.
So yeah, Rookies, reading that, fantastic. It's kind of taking me back to that late 90s, early 2000s style of manga. Really, again, reminding me of Great Teacher Onizuka and that kind of stuff. And yeah, Wotakoi, I think, is worth the read if you do not have Amazon Prime.
Okay.
So it's a good, fun-filled, sometimes like they deal with issues about relationships and stuff. So it's not always happy, fun times. Like, what was that one? Ore Monogatari, like the My Love Story. It's not like that, or it's just sunshine and rainbows all the time. It's good stuff. I like it a lot. And that's been like the most interesting stuff I'm making. I've done some other things like catch up on certain manga, but I think I want to wait till I'm finished them to talk about them.
Fair enough.
I think that's about it.
Cool. With that, we've come to the end of the show, but we got one more thing we got to do.
What do we got to do?
Long man.
So we're hanging out in the basement as per usual.
Yeah.
And Vince has got a box of toys, and hidden in the side of the box of toys is a Nagai Sakuragumi. If you guys haven't seen the back of it has a ruler on it.
Yeah, because it's long.
Damn. If you guys haven't seen the long, long man commercials, stop what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Stop listening to this right now. Mm-hmm. Don't close the browser. Just keep it on pause. Mm-hmm. Open up a new browser. Open up a new tab. And watch the Long, Long Man series of commercials. Because they are something else.
They sure are.
But they got Vince to buy the Nagai Sakuragumi.
Yeah, they're on sale. So I bought a few.
You bought a few. And right now we have Grape.
I think this is the one that's mostly advertised.
This is the one that's in the bouquet of Sakuragumi at the end of the final commercial.
Yeah.
So I feel like we have to try this one.
Yeah. I also have Melon, but... Grape will do today.
Yeah, Grape will do today. And so we're going to open it, and we're going to have a live taste test. I don't think we've had a taste test on the show in a long time.
No.
This is long.
I hope so, man.
I'm going to take my arms out of my shirt.
Oh, yeah, for all you guys who didn't know, Anthony fucking he's wearing a t-shirt, but he decided to wear it like a poncho.
Yeah, because my arms were cold.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to continue. Whoa, it's stretchy.
Is it long?
It's long, baby.
Oh, baby, that is long.
Some would say.
Can I touch it?
It's too late. Hey, you want to touch it?
Can I touch it?
Do you want to touch my goopy?
I want to touch it. I want to touch it.
Oh.
Whoa! This is weird!
It feels like a very thin eraser.
Whoa!
It also looks like an eraser.
All right, I got to tear off a piece.
No, you got to tear it lengthwise.
What? Like this?
Yeah, like he does in the commercial. And you got to like deep throat a goopy.
That's why it's... Oh! Whoa.
Yeah.
It's like cheese string.
Yeah, so they're like segmented out into little strands, but you can peel it down the long end. TJ, you want one? And so I feel like we gotta eat it like in the commercial, where he kind of just like lifts it up real high to let everyone know that he is a long, long gumi.
Okay.
and then eat it.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
Oh. It's a gum candy.
It's a, that's some artificial ass grape flavor.
Whoa.
Medicine. It tastes like grape medicine, which I'm totally down for.
I don't know if I like it. I don't know how I feel about the texture.
I'll take it. If you don't want it.
I'll keep it.
I'll give you like $2. Nope. And I'll take one from you.
Nope.
This is okay.
It's all right.
It's okay.
I don't like the texture as much as I thought I would. Like, it's too,
it's very artificial.
It's too close to bubble gum.
Mm. Oh, like, you feel like you're going to chew it and it's going to become bubble gum,
but it's not. Doesn't. Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. Oh, it's exactly like the tape bubble gum.
Oh, what's that called?
But you can eat it.
Yeah.
You could eat the tape bubble gum.
You shouldn't.
I don't know. I did it.
The tape bubble gum turns into gum, though.
Yeah.
This doesn't.
I did it. I turned out okay.
That's questionable.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that one.
There's a lot of things you did that are a little weird.
Oh, no. What's weird? What?
Okay. I don't know, man.
We'll talk about this off the air.
All right, Bubble Cities boy.
So, yeah, I don't know, man. I'm sorry, what?
What?
Something City?
No, I didn't say anything. Bible studies.
Bible study? I didn't go to Bible study.
Yeah, okay.
I just listened to Christian radio when I fell asleep.
Is that better or worse?
I think it's worse. That one's worse. That one's worse. I was 4.
Sure, buddy. By 4, he means 9.
Oh my god. So yeah, 40 centimeters of Sakuragumi. What are we rating it? Grape flavor.
Grape flavor?
Yeah.
It's definitely grape.
It's definitely grape.
It's no Haribo.
But what is?
That is true. Yeah, that is true.
But what is? That's the blue ribbon. That's Haribo is the prize winner.
Is it as good as a fruit by the foot? No. Ooh,
fruit by the foot. No. Is it as good as a fruit roll-up?
No. It is not.
Is it as good as Costco no-name brand gummy worms?
No.
No. Wow. No. We're getting lower on this list. This is sounding like not a great candy. This is sounding like something we get purely for aesthetics and because of the commercial rather than because we like the candy.
Yes. Yes, 100%. So, I mean, like, I like it, but I don't like it.
Like, I had it, and if, like, I don't think I'd buy it.
No,
I might buy it if it was like, oh, I'm going to a party. I'm going to fucking freak a bunch of people out with long-ass candy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that'd be fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like a 4 out of 10.
Out of 10? 4 out of 10?
Yeah.
Holy shit. All right. I mean, it's not that bad. It's no black licorice.
But is it salted black licorice?
Oh, see, that's even worse. So, like, it's not that low for me. It's no nibs.
Yeah, but like, okay, like salted black. Oh, nibs fucking suck.
I know.
Nibs are garbage.
I know. See, like, because I think about, like, what's the worst candy? Like,
yeah,
this is far from.
I think this is like C tier candy.
Yeah, okay. You know what? It's a 6 out of 10 for me.
6 out of 10? You know what? I think I was too harsh.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 5.
Okay, fair enough.
Right? Like, I feel unoffended. Like, yeah. I had it. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll check
I wouldn't buy it again.
We'll check in next week with the melon flavor. Yeah,
the melon flavor. Maybe it's different.
Yeah, maybe it is different.
It's a long, long melon.
Yeah, we'll check in next week, and maybe that will... You know what, though? There's that mango out there.
Oh, the limited dish.
Yeah.
But we have to get that bike couriered.
I feel like the mango might just blow my mind.
It just might blow your mind go. That was terrible.
No, that's awful.
That was awful. I tried. Oh, it was God. There. I thought there was a pun there and there wasn't.
He sat with you the joke and he realized there's no joke.
No, I regret it. I regret my decision.
Oh, not that disappointment. It is.
It's all that gum I ate.
We're here at the end of the show. So we'll see you next week.
With another candy review.
Oh, yes. The Malone. Definitely, yeah. Fuck. Okay, I know what it is for me.
What?
It is Gushers without the gushy middle.
Oh, shit!
It is. You're right. Yeah, that's what it is. Damn. That's what it is for me.
I want to buy Gushers.
So do I.
That potent fruit bursting flavor in your mouth.
Let's go. Let's go buy Gushers. See you later.
Bye.